Siegel in the morning with Pitch and Amy.
I was talking to Dana McDonald from our sister station, Cool 101.3, is right next door to us.
Yep.
And he has three boys. I think the youngest one is six. I can never keep track of how old they are.
And then the oldest one's about 11 or 12.
Yeah. So the youngest one just lost his first tooth and put it underneath the pillow for the tooth fairy to come. Mm-hmm. The tooth fairy comes, and Dana informs me that the tooth fairy left $5 for one tooth.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't think dollar bills happened in my household.
I'm trying to remember with my daughter Maisie what she got for her first tooth. I don't think it was $5. I think it was like $1. It may have been two. I think it was $1, actually.
I think the going rate for when I was tooth fairy eligible was 25 cents a tooth.
Okay.
$5 seems like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
How many teeth do you lose?
Quite a few. And the thing is as well, that it's okay saying that, oh, well, it's the first one, so we'll give them $5. But the problem is then, you set the standard now of what's going to happen. You've set a precedent there now.
Anything less than $5, this kid's going to throw it back right at the tooth fairy's face. Isn't that funny how things have changed? I mean, does the tooth fairy have a cost of living increase? Like 25 cents, I could have bought a phone call.
I just think there's that whole expectation level now with kids. And even at six, I think there's just that level of, yeah, just 25 cents. You know what I mean?
I do think, and I don't know, I don't want to be the one of these people who always say, oh, the younger generation, because I don't think that's the case at all. I find, though, that it's not as common for kids to be appreciative of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I have a group of cousins all around the same age.
Yeah.
And the oldest one, we do Pollyanna for Christmas. So even though I'm 30, I'm with the kids because I'm, you know, I consider grandkids. So all the grandkids do a Pollyanna together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like 16. So I always, whatever kid I get them a present, and then I get the rest, I'll get them a bunch of scratch off tickets, like just lottery tickets.
Yeah, that's cool.
And sometimes I win, sometimes they don't. And my one cousin was always like, this is really cool. Thank you. And it's stupid. And I spend like $8 or $10 a kid, you know, just on scratch off tickets. But he's like, I almost won, you know, and every year that I didn't have him, he was really, and other kids were like, they're like, this is stupid. I didn't win anything. I was like, guess who's not getting them next year then?
But there is something about that. Like, and there's talk in the house, you know, of gifts for Christmas and stuff. And Maisie wants a whole batch of different soccer stuff, which is fine because that's her chosen sport. And, but there's these cleats that she would like and stuff, and they're expensive. Like, they're over $300. And I'm like,
I'll buy you one.
Yeah.
So you can buy the other one.
So I said to her, like, you know, because there's other things that she would like. And, you know, and we said, well, look, you know, how about that to help with that, like, you do a few chores, like, you know, maybe like my car needs vacuuming.
That's offset.
You know, and stuff like that. And she's like, yeah, no. So I'm like, well, obviously you don't want them that much then, so guess what?
There's the picture of them.
You're going to get the $150 cleats for Christmas.
Cause it's still expensive.
Yeah. But that's about average for a good set
of cleats.
She's
12. Don't her feet grow like every 6 months?
Well, see, and that's my thing. Like, she's in that growing stage right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they are good. And it's because she's seen the soccer player Ronaldo keep wearing them and stuff.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I'd like those. You know, so I can be like him, and you know.
I don't want to be like him. I want to be with him.
But you know that role.
Yeah,
it's just that's going on. So, but you know, I just think there's that whole element of more with kids now than ever. That expectation level.
If the kids liked you enough to be like to wear what you wear and be what you want to be, like Walmart would love you because you just wear like your basketball shorts. Your Hanesway sweatshirt. What do you have on now? You got a sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt and just a polo shirt
underneath.
Just a
polo shirt underneath,
I'm very low maintenance.
Parents would love you. They'd be like, man, this is really easy to maintain our kids' lifestyle.